from deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. That's right, it's another one. I am Chris Daly, your show host, and even though the intro says, from deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, I'm not there. You know by now, I'm in San Marcos, Texas. Of course, I still have a home in Houston, and actually will be heading to Houston late tonight after I got to record a Lone Star Gridiron high school football podcast. And then tonight we'll be heading to Houston so that I can partake in a corporate video shoot that we're doing. Anyway, I just wanted to do a show real quick. One, to make sure the feed stays alive. And two, just kind of bring you up to speed on what's been going on. The whole news streams thing, everybody's been asking me, what is it? What's going on? What's the big picture? Well, we formed this group, News Streams Media, LLC, and my partner and I have that, and under it are the News Streams newspaper sites like News Streams San Marcos and some others we're about to launch. I really can't talk about those yet. We also have Lone Star Gridiron is under that. We're working on another, that's why I haven't done this show. There's so many things we're working on that I can't talk about yet. But needless to say, we have this broad range of media outlets for people who want to reach target audiences to reach. And, and it's all focused around hyper-local, hyper-niche markets. So we get rabid fans who really love what it is that their subject matter. So we deliver that to them. And then, of course, we deliver them to the marketing people who want to hit just that target market. So it's working well. It's working very well. Expansion is in the works and already taking place. So long story short, I don't guess I've told you anything new. Anyway, I do have one rant I wanted to go over, but before that, I want to play a song that just came out on the PMC Top 10 by Ingrid Michaelson. If you listen back to the PMC, if you're a fan from the early days, you know that since Ingrid Michaelson came onto the scene, we were like one of the first ones. We were premiering her stuff on the PMC Top 10. Now she's featured on iTunes. Now she's all over the place. So I'm real proud of Ingrid, and it doesn't hurt that she's very, very easy on the eyes. This one is called Be Okay.
I just wanna be okay, be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna be okay, be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna feel the day, feel the day, feel the day. I just wanna feel something. Okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna be okay, be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna feel the day, feel the day, feel the day. I just wanna feel something. I just wanna feel something. I just wanna know today, know today, know today. Know that maybe I will be okay. Know that maybe I will be okay. Know that maybe I will be okay.
All right, I forgot to mention it, the PMC Top 10. We're going through some cool changes there, too. We're kind of modifying the show itself. It's going to focus more on all the new music and less on the charts, because we found some ways that some people are sort of jobbing the numbers a little bit. And, you know, we want everything to be above board. So we're working, myself and our Francis Smith, otherwise known as Random, are working on that, and we should have the brand new retooled PMC Top 10 up pretty fast. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Okay, on to the rant. It's just been bugging me, and it's been bugging me since, I guess, back in the Clinton days. Yes, it's political. I think it was Clinton. It may have been somebody before him, but I think it was Clinton who went on, like, Letterman, played the sax and stuff like that, and really started changing political candidates from these, people who we look up to supposedly as public officials, to becoming celebrities. And it's really getting crazy now. You've got, you know, Obama. Now, again, this doesn't matter what political party it is, so don't get on me about bashing on one or the other, because I'm going to bash both sides. Because personally, I think both parties are one big party, and they're just tricking us. Anyway, yeah, we've got Obama, who's a superstar, and the whole cult of personality around him. Look at Sarah Palin, Saturday Night Live now, twice. I mean, it's getting old. These people are not celebrities and shouldn't be going on to those kind of shows. I think it's wrong. I think it takes the dignity, if there were any dignity in the office, it takes it out of the picture. So that's my rant. I think it's wrong, and it bugs me. It rubs me wrong every time I see one of these political candidates showing up in an entertainment venue. It's just not right. I mean, Thomas Jefferson wouldn't have done it. Abe Lincoln wouldn't have done it. Anyway, that's it. Quick show, like I said. I want to thank you for staying tuned in these big absences. And, of course, just being a big fan of the good stuff out there. Because there's a lot of really great stuff out there. And I think, you know, more people need to focus on that. Well, I am Chris Daly. And I was about to sign off with my my Lone Star Gridiron sign off, which is, we'll see you at the game. I already forgot what the sign off was here. All right, until next time, this is Chris Daly reminding you to keep it real. See, I got it.